Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Congratulations on a fantastic album. And again, it's so many songs to choose from. And some of the selections of songs just kind of took my breath away. When you did your own interpretations of Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me, I'm going all the way back to her 1991 album of Luck of the Draw. And you did an incredible job.
Oh, my pleasure.
How did you kind of sit down and pinpoint exactly what songs you wanted to choose for the new album?
It's honestly a journey of this stuff I've listened to growing up since I was 8 years old, pretty much, till now I'm 31. Stuff that my parents have played me, stuff that I've, you know, kind of accidentally stumbled across and was shown by some of my producers. And just stuff I've listened to growing up, from Ella Fitzgerald, Roberta Flack, Sade, Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, and Dusty Springfield, Bonnie Raitt, you name it, Esther Gilberto, and many. And I didn't even get to, you know, touch on all the women that I wanted to, you know, honor. So we're hoping to do like a volume two to finish the rest of them.
I mean, some of the songs that you put your own special interpretation on, as you mentioned, Roberta Flack. It's just, to me, certain songs don't need to be touched or redone, but I commend you, my Lord, Killing Me Softly. You had me at hello, my queen. You did a wonderful job on Killing Me Softly.
You.
Oh, you really, truly did. A Family, this album is incredible. It is really incredible. I'm a little bit biased because I'm a huge Candace Springs fan anyway, but the album is incredible. I gotta ask, how many tracks did not initially make it on the album? Because I know it was a few.
That did not make it, you asked?
Yeah, did not make it on the album.
You know, we kind of went, there was some that we were deciding over. I think I'd do one for Alicia Keys, and some of them were Japan releases. We did them for Sarah Vaughan, Lush Life, which went into Japan release that unfortunately the U.S. didn't get. So, but there's several others. I want to do one for Ava Cassidy, and then one for, like I said, Sarah earlier, Shirley Horn, and those are to come. So some of we've already had pretty much recorded, and we redid them. It's just such a mix. There's not really a say. So, you know, it just goes on and on. Music for you.
You know, one of the things that I've always found fascinating about you as an artist is that in the process of recording or just in your concerts, everything seems to me, just from outside looking in, everything seems very natural, very organic for you when you perform. And I wanted to ask you, is it important to have that same kind of vibe in the process of recording an album.
It is. Yeah, I agree with that. And that was one thing my dad would always stress to do, and then eventually late Prince. He was good friends with Prince, and he was always kind of on my case, like, keep your production stuff at minimal because your voice is, you know, your tool right there. Like, you don't want to cover it up with too much, you know, newer stuff, like, where you know, like all the Pro Tools and stuff, which is really awesome. And he said, I shine the best when I use organic instruments. And so Larry Klein captures that great. He's one of the best at that. And it's just, you know, it's such a great thing. I can do both sides, and I love both sides, but I have to say I really do enjoy the organic side of music, playing real instruments. Everything we're doing there is live that you hear pretty much. We got Clarence Penn on drums in the studio there. We got Nora Jones on the record. We're playing live together in there. Christian McBride, David Sanborn, Scott Colley, who played with Carmen McRae. So it's just a great lineup of artists on top of it.
Now, the duet that you did with Nora Jones, Angel Eyes, the production on that particular single is so lush. I mean, it's really incredible. It seems that both of your voices just kind of meshed and just worked together. For you, how important is it to you that when you are working with another artist that you do have some type of kinship, or you're actually able to bring something different out of one another when you are working on a project?
Man, that was just like the best experience. First off, like, it's so awesome seeing another. You know, she's my inspiration growing up. Just seeing her when I was like 13, or something like that, when she was first coming out with her first record, and you know, being on the same label with her is an honor. I feel so honored, and so I just reached out there. We ran into each other at the bathroom in the Nashville airport of all places, and exchanged numbers. She's like, Candace, oh my God, hey, and so. I reached out there, like, I'm doing an album. You happen to be one of the women that I'm tributing to, along with Ella Fitzgerald and stuff. And speaking of Ella, that's who we tributed Angel Eyes to on this record. And we got together at her little upright piano at her apartment in Brooklyn before we went into the studio, and just kind of just watching her. She showed me a couple of her chord change arrangement on the song, and then I played mine, which is a little bit different. So we combined the two. It was really cool. We were, like, taking turns. Like, you want to sing that line? Okay, no, you do that one. Okay. It just kind of worked itself natural. And she made up the little tag at the end. Why my angel eyes in here? Like, she's like, follow me. Just, I got an idea. I was like, okay. So I started harmonizing. It just became magic. So it's such a great moment. What you hear is pretty much just live on the spot.
One of the things that I found really impressive about the entire album, as I said before, as far as the live instrumentation, to me, which is a rarity in today's music, because I want to touch on something that you said earlier about going into the studio. It's like you have so many different things at your disposal, like a kid in a candy store. Let's add this. Let's add that. And I think a lot of times as an artist, we become so enamored with all the little toys that we can add on the production side that we lose the most important part of the vocals. And I wanted to ask you, how important was it for you to make your vocals were actually going to shine and come through on the new album, of course, The Women Who Raised Me?
That's a great point you made there. That's like the most important part, as you say. And every now and then, like sometimes I'll have to be like, hey, can we turn down this part? Because I feel like my voice got covered up a little bit. But every now and then, it'll happen. So it's, you know, the mixing and all that, there's a lot that goes into it, but it's really easy. It's a lot easier to do when we're all together right there. And we did this whole record like the old school cats used to do. And we're all in the same studio kind of looking at each other and playing live and nodding. Okay, we're going to this. You know what I mean? So it's really cool. Right. So that's a great way to capture live vocals and stuff like that.
Now, you can't recapture when you have that kind of euphoric feeling when all these great artists and great musicians are together working on a project. How are you able to take that moment and move it or take it to another level in a live performance?
I would say for sure. That's again, another great statement, great point. For sure, definitely. And it even happens when, you know, when we're live on the road and stuff like that, and with an audience, so you feel the audience's energy and you feed off of that. So it's like it's different in each setting, but you feel it, and ultimately I see music in color, so it's like creating a beautiful painting or picture, and I'm an artist as well. I paint and I draw, and, it's all kinds of stuff. I actually got to give a portrait. I did a print to him that's at Paisley Park, and so I kind of comport my team music in that kind of way. And doing, you know, playing together with other people, it's like you get an even bigger palette to create with.
Now, you said you do, as far as you're an artist, as far as a painter is concerned, I mean, are we on that kind of a Salvador Dali type of vibe? Being able to incorporate a lot of that into your music.
I've been painting since I was 3 years old. I remember my mom gave me a little crayon and a paper, and she dated it and looked back. So cute. And I love drawing portraits. I love drawing cars. Cars are my other passion. Like, they kind of compete with my music, to be honest. So that's what I've been doing on this shutdown thing, is working on my cars, fixing them up, selling, buying, trading. It's fun. So I, at one point, I was going to go to school for automotive design and stuff. And I had, you know, all my paperwork ready to go, and so it was cool. But then I had a music offer come up, so I took that, and now it's kind of cool. I get to live both best of both worlds.
You have to keep yourself consistently busy. Do you find that anytime music can be somewhat therapy for you? As like you said, right now we're going through this whole quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it being more of a therapy than anything else, being able to really kind of sit back and also help your writing or working on another project or working on other songs?
Yeah, for sure. I have a little collection of vintage pianos. I collect vintage cars, and I collect vintage pianos. It's my two things. And I got all kinds of, like, Wurlitzers and Rhodes suitcases and a concert Grand Baldwin, some other stuff like that. And so, you know, it's nice to sit down. Each of them have a different tone, and they each tell a different story. I love creating, and so, you know, every weekly I try to do a show for people on my social media. And for sure, connecting with the audience is still that you wish you could be there present with.
Speaking of social media, you had a lot of positive feedback about the new album, but far better, just not just the new album, but just the other projects that you've worked on and you've created. How does it make you feel as an artist when you know you have that level of appreciation from listeners who really, really, truly not only love your music, but they love what you do. They love what you bring to the table.
How does it feel, you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. It's honestly an honor. I feel very humble at the same time, you know. I'm like, wow, I didn't think I'd be here at one point, and we've been working so hard. It's awesome to see your feedback on social media, and sometimes like where we're at on some charts here and there, and even meeting other musicians and hearing word of mouth. It's just such an honor. It makes us want to go out there and fight harder and keep putting more music out. We're hoping to maybe even put another EP out this year. So it's always in the works. So we're grateful. Thank you for people like you. Thank you for letting us do this show with you. This is pretty cool.
My pleasure. I've been waiting a long time to get you on the show. I said, I've been following your career, and it just seems to me your songwriting and also your vocal prowess has gotten better and better.
Thank you.
Before the quarantine happened.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. What were some of the plans that you had set for yourself, or some of the goals that you had set for yourself for this year?
Before all of this went down?
Before all this went down.
Man, we had a lot of stuff lined up. I feel sorry for the agents more than anybody having a call all these venues and reschedule, and it's been kind of crazy, but they're working. We know we're trying to do the end of the year. You never know. It's just one of those things we'll have to find out as time goes by. We're supposed to go to Europe, supposed to go do a tour, you know, to St. Louis, supposed to go to New York, and we got to New York for one show, and they canceled literally like 30 minutes before the show started. It was so crazy. It's just been nuts. And they canceled Japan, of course. So it's all over the place. But we're working with what we have, and for now I'm doing live shows and making it happen.
Well, it's time for the teddy bear. to make it happen. And for all the ones that tuned in late, shame on you. But if anybody does, forgive you. We're being joined today by the incredibly talented Candace Springs, of course, her new album, The Women Who Raised Me. Let's get into it with Angel Eyes, of course, featuring the ultra super talented Nora Jones, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Why my angel lies in
Spring, Nora Jones. The single, of course, Angel Eyes, from the new album, The Women Who Raised Me, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to Candace Springs for joining us. Thank you so much. Much continued success on this new album. And family, remember, be sure to get the new album. It's via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Candace's official website at www.candacesprings.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram at instagram.com/CandaceSprings. Lord have mercy. 2:21 p.m. Central Standard Time on a very cloudy, rainy Tuesday afternoon here in Houston, Texas. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are streaming via iHeartRadio, Spotify, of course, iTunes / Apple. Always good to give Apple to the teacher. Lord have mercy. Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But while I got you here, like my Mrs. Blanket, safe and sound, is it okay if we get lost in some more Candace Springs? Of course, from her new album, The Women Who Raised Me, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Driving my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life. With his words killing me softly, with their song, with their song.
With this song. number one hit station in town.
L-O-T-L, the zone, where real music,
Woo, fuck it, bitch.
I'm a beast, I'm a motherfucking monster. Hollywood's living good,
and crazy.
Got some money, love to pay, but you know I need it.
Yes, I'm in a mall. Yes, I need a mother. Better watch your back or they crush you like a pebble. Coming from the dirt, trust me in a shovel. I'ma bust a bubble, get the money in a double. Want the problem, so I'm bringing them the trouble. Hollywood the jokers and I'm solving all the riddles. They gotta have it, I ain't talking about a little.
I'm a beast, I'm a motherfucking monster.
Thank you for everything. so good for me. For only you, this song I sing. 'Cause all I do.
unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
Radio. Special thank you to the super talented Candace Springs. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new album, The Women Who Raised Me, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like a little bit more adventurous, head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.candacesprings.com. Lord have mercy. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Without you, there's no Zone and definitely no Teddy Bear. But for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. All you have to do is subscribe to our iHeartRadio and also Spotify and iTunes / Apple. Just pull up your app on your phone, type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you covered. And also, to get all the latest updates, stop by our official website. That's at lotlthezone.radiowebsite.co/. Or to make it download simplistic for you, stop by our Instagram page at instagram.com/lotlradiothezone. Also on Facebook with the same handle, but just a little bit of a twist. On Twitter, as at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. It's definitely been a blast. I want everyone to take care of themselves, love one another again, reach out to friends, family. You would be amazed just hearing a friendly voice can turn a frown upside down. We're all in this together. One love, and as in always, keep it soulful, especially when you're riding with the teddy bear in the zone. I'm going to leave you with the latest from Lee Adams, A Place of Peace. God bless.
Things on. Let me find her.